Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Driver charged in fatal crash that killed two motorcyclists in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. 36-year-old Stephen Kaplan has been charged with two counts of vehicular homicide after allegedly falling asleep at the wheel and killing two motorcyclists in a June crash in southern Campbell County. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, Kaplan was driving westbound on Highway 50 the morning of June 18th when his truck veered into oncoming traffic and collided head-on with two motorcycles. The crash killed 65-year-old Steve Lehman and 66-year-old Rick Lynch, who were both wearing helmets. Kaplan reportedly told troopers he had no memory of the collision and only realized something had happened when emergency crews arrived. He showed no signs of impairment, but investigators believe fatigue played a role. Kaplan had worked back-to-back 12-hour shifts and said he had just slept 5 to 6 hours the night before. Court documents indicate there was no mechanical failure with Kaplan's truck and no roadway obstruction that would explain the crash. He was charged with two misdemeanor counts of homicide by vehicle, each carrying a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $2,000 fine. Kaplan posted a $15,000 bond on July 9th and has since hired a private attorney out of Cheyenne. Gillette man charged with aggravated assault after allegedly pointing gun using racial slurs. A 61-year-old Gillette man is facing an aggravated assault charge after allegedly pointing a gun at a black door-to-door salesman and threatening him with a racial slur. The Gillette News Record reported in court documents Robert S. Peters followed the 22-year-old Vivint salesman in his truck on July 12th and waved a handgun and told him, "You come in my neighborhood again, you'll be a dead slur." The incident reportedly occurred after Peters' wife claimed the salesman had harassed her at their home. Peters was arrested after the salesman photographed the license plate, leading police to Peters' home. He initially denied the encounter, but later admitted to confronting the salesman. A loaded handgun matching the description was found in Peters' truck. During a court appearance last week, Judge Paul S. Phillips set Peters' bond at $50,000, citing public safety concerns. Peters bonded out later that day. His attorney said Peters was simply protecting his wife, though the court noted the seriousness of the alleged racial threats and use of firearm. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.